Now that you have learned all the letters of the alphabet, let's turn to the numbers. You'll find it easy to distinguish between the numbers and the letters because the numbers are so much longer. Here is the number one, da-da-da-da-da. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize in your mind a picture of the number one. That was the number one. Now here is the number two, da-da-da-da-da. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize a picture of the number two in your mind. That was the number two. Now here are some two-digit numbers. See if you can get them. The number was 12. Try this. That was the number 22. And this? Number 21. Here is the number 3. Da-da-da-da-da. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize in your mind a picture of the number 3. That was the number 3. And here are some three-digit numbers. Try to catch them. Did you get it? The number was 331. 331. And this? That was 213. Now try this one. The number was 132. And this? That was 231. Here is the figure 4. Da-da-da-da-da. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize the number 4 in your mind. That was the number 4. Here are some more three-digit numbers. Try to catch them. Now try this. And that was 324. Now hear this. The number was 411. And this? That was 244. Now try this. That was 413. Here is the number 5. Did-did-did-did-did. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize in your mind a picture of the figure 5. That was the number 5. Now here are some 4-digit numbers. Listen very carefully and try to catch them. That was the number 5245. Try this. The number was 4355. And this? That was 1514. Try this one. One more. Try this. That was 3535. There are some signs associated with numbers which we feel you ought to know. Here is the first one. This is the slant bar used for writing fractions. Da-da-da-da-dit. Listen very carefully to this sound, and each time you hear it, try to visualize the slant bar in your mind. That was the slant bar. Now let's write some simple fractions. Listen to these and try to get them. Here is the first. That was the fraction 1/2. Try this one. The fraction was 2/3. And this? That was 1/4. There is another sign you should learn in connection with numbers and fractions. This is a sign that is used between the component parts of a mixed number, for instance, the whole number and the fraction, 1 1/2. The sign that we use sounds like this. If we were wanting to write 1 1/2, it would go like this. Get the idea? Let's listen to some mixed numbers and see what they sound like. Here is the first one. That was 2 1/2. Now listen to this one. That was 3 3/4. Now try this. That was 4 1/5. Perhaps you are now wondering what we do in the case of decimal fractions, and of course there is an accepted way for doing this also. We simply use the letter R as the decimal point. For instance, should we wish to transmit the number 1.5, it would sound like this. Or perhaps you desire to transmit the number 4/10. That would sound like this. Here is the number 6. Da 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 da. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to picture in your mind the number 6. Here are some four-digit numbers using the number 6. Listen very carefully and see if you can get them. That was the number 6146. And this? The number was 5643. Now try this one. That number was 2456. Here was another. That was 1616. Now try this one. That was 5663. Here is the number 7. Da da did it. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize in your mind a picture of the number 7. That was the number 7. And here is the first of our four-digit numbers containing the number 7. That number was 7257. Now try this. That was 5275. And this? That was 3237. Now try this one. That number was 1714. Here is the next one. Try to get it. That was 7753. Here is the number 8. Da 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 did it. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize in your mind a picture of the number 8. That was the number 8. I'll try to catch these numbers. That number was 1857, and this... That was 8163. Try this one. That was 5872. And this? That was 2318. Now hear this. The number was 2835. Here is the number 9. Da, 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 dip. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize in your mind a picture of the number 9. That was the number 9. Now see if you can catch these numbers. That was 5975. And this? That was 9213. Now try this one. That was 5689. And this? That was 2797. Here is the number 0. Da, 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 da. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize in your mind a picture of the number 0. That was the number 0. Now try to copy these 4-digit numbers containing the number 0. That was 5804. And this? That was 3072. And this one? The number was 8901. Now try this. That number was 7,350. Here are three signs you should know the sound of. We like to call them composition signs because they occur only in telegraphy. The first is called the break. It is used in press transmissions to indicate the end of a paragraph. However, radio amateurs use it in lieu of the period. It sounds like this. That is the break. The next is a sign seldom used, but occasionally you might hear it and wonder what it is. It is used to indicate the beginning of a transmission and sounds like this. The last of these three signs is the sign used for the end of a transmission. It is used more often. It sounds like this. The following exercise is made up of a group of five-digit numbers. Try to copy as many of these numbers as accurately as you can. Did you enjoy yourself? Telegraphers always like the sound that numbers make. It's so rhythmic. They like to copy five-number groups. The numbers transmitted were as follows. 52,752, 39,164, 23,700, 74,558, 13,674, 80,735, 95,306, 93,642, 72,135, 13,802, 57,144, 69,342, 39,155, 65,432, 55,392, 87,216, 38,844, 97,568, and 30,411. If you were able to copy 5 of these 5-digit numbers correctly on your first try, you are an exceptional student. This is a practice unit. We feel that you will derive much benefit from the practice it will give you. So as not to detract from its value, we will not read back the material transmitted at the end of this recording. From here on in, you're on your own. Have fun, and good luck.